Good morning. You're listening to The Scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway, and we're here today talking with Faith Manganero and Robin Houghton, who are part of the Bel Canto Collective at Tennessee Tech University. Welcome, ladies.
Hi. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for being here. I have a million questions because I know so little about what you do, and you're both so bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and have just wonderful smiles, and you obviously have this great energy. Tell me about the Bel Canto Collective.
Yeah. So we recently formed this club. I believe it was last year. Mm-hmm. And we're both music majors, and we have an interest in operatic singing. And we wanted to create more opportunities for people on Tennessee Tech to perform opera, because while, of course, you know, vocal music majors have some of those opportunities to learn that rep by themselves, we wanted to be able to learn more in a group setting. Mm. And we wanted to, I don't know, just help other people if they also wanted to learn about stuff like that.
So when you decide you're going to form an organization like this, do you have a professor sponsor? Is there someone that works with you?
Yes, we have Dr. Reams, who's our student, or our professor.
Faculty advisor.
That's what the word is.
And Faith, you're the president of the collective.
Yes, I am.
And Robin, you're the historian.
Yes.
Are there other, how many other members of the collective are there?
We're not too big. I would say there's probably about like 25 of us. And we have both music majors and non-majors. Mm-hmm. So the club is open to anybody who, you know, takes an interest in operatic music and wants to join us.
And so where do you perform?
Yeah, so I'll let you talk about that. I've been talking a lot.
Good. We actually have our first performance coming up. We just started the club last semester, so we're still trying to get stuff going. Our first performance is going to be November 23rd at... I forgot what the place was called.
Sorry.
That's okay.
It was the Heritage Point Senior Living in Cookeville.
Okay. So our first performance is actually coming up on November 23rd. It's going to be at 1:30 p.m. at Heritage Point Senior Living Center in Cookeville. And we're just going to be performing for them. We're going to do a couple scenes. We have some small groups and some solos. So we're really excited for that. It's going to be our first really big thing.
That's really nice. And so it's also a service you're offering to your community. And so you're going into the assisted living facility and a lot of residents that maybe need a little excitement, entertainment in their day. That's really nice to do that. How many of you will travel across town? How many of you will go and be a part of that show?
I mean, most of the club will definitely be in attendance. Something that we have said is, we want to advocate for performances, but we also advocate for like classical music exposure and education and stuff like that. So some people do come to our club. We have opera nights. And so some people just come to view operas that we kind of have like a movie night style. And we're hoping to actually take people to see an opera in person at some point soon.
Where would you go to see opera here? Does the Nashville Symphony offer?
Nashville does have an opera company along with Knoxville, and also Atlanta has a really good reputable opera company.
There's also some nearby schools. We were looking into like Austin Peay or MTSU that will sometimes put on like student operas, and that's also a good opportunity because we can kind of see what like people our age are doing and kind of like take from them and learn from them as well.
Yeah. Do you foresee you putting on a full-scale opera at Tennessee Tech? Is this the goal?
Maybe a one act. There's some operas that are a bit shorter, and because everything is student-led and directed. And so we also have opportunities for our music education majors. We have a position that we call an artistic director. And so we have right now two students who, if you have a scene that you want to perform, they can help you with the acting in it. They can help you learn the music. Like, we have a big group scene that our artistic directors are kind of taking turns teaching to people, whether that's like Italian diction. You know, some people have never sung in a foreign language before, but we're like, hey, here's how you say that. Or we have a piano major as well who's helping us learn notes and everything like that. So
is this truly for pleasure group, or is this something that could turn into a competition? Is this something you would take, a group that you would take to opera competitions? I don't know. Is that a thing?
I mean, there is a competition called NATS, which it's the National Association of the Teachers of Singing, but that's mostly solo stuff. So I can't foresee us necessarily taking a group to a competition as of right now. We haven't really looked at something like that, to be honest.
Not yet.
Not yet.
We'll be right back on The Scene. We're talking with Faith Manganero and Robin Houghton of the Bel Canto Collective. You're back on the scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway, and we're here talking with Faith Manganero and Robin Houghton of the Bel Canto Collective at Tennessee Tech. It's a group that has formed to bring opera to the community and to offer some opera opportunities for students that may not otherwise have them, which is really exciting. And this is just something that you decided, and you were like, okay, there's not enough opera at Tech. What do I need to do? And you just started this organization about a year ago.
Yeah.
And right now you have about how many members, you said?
Roughly 25-ish.
Okay. And then, so let's talk about you guys. So Faith, you are a vocal performance major?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And then you're a musical theater major?
Yes.
And where are you guys from?
I'm from Columbia, Tennessee, about an hour and 45 minutes away from here.
Okay.
I'm from Murfreesboro.
Okay. And so a vocal performance major, what was that like growing up? You always knew that you wanted to go into vocal performance?
Not always, because it's a very competitive field. I'd always done theater growing up in middle and high school, and I've been singing for as long as I can remember. And I actually grew up more on musical theater. My mom, she she loves like Golden Age Hollywood movies and musicals, and that kind of fostered a lot of my love for music.
So and Golden Age, you mean Bing Crosby era?
Yes. Okay. Gene Kelly, okay. Frank Sinatra,
Singing in
Donald
the Rain.
Yes. Uh-huh. I've watched that movie so many times.
Me too.
It's lovely.
it is still lovely.
Yes.
You could watch it any day and you're like, oh, I feel better.
Yeah. There's so many singers from that age and era who are classically trained. Mm. And the music is definitely different from a lot of theater that we see today.
Mm.
I don't mean different in a bad way. I just mean
sure,
different.
Sure, it's different. Well, so many of those movie actors came directly from stage. You know,
yes.
There wasn't a movie industry to just walk into. A lot of film actors now never did theater. They just went straight into film. And it's very different and definitely creates a much different type of musical theater voice, I think. It's more showy and more vaudeville. And just it feels more magical, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of white Christmassy, no matter what time of year.
Yeah. And growing up, my favorite musical growing up was Phantom of the Opera, which I know
too.
It's not musical
the
opera.
The original with Sarah Brightman and Michael Crawford? Like
I
the original.
Grew up on the movie version, but...
Okay. What was that? Wait, who? What's her name?
Emmy Rossum?
Oh, you're so young. But at least I knew her first name. But yeah, you need to go back. The original Broadway recording.
Yeah. I really enjoy the 25th anniversary recording with Ramin Karimloo, Hedley Frazier, and Sierra Bagues.
It's beautiful. I haven't heard that one. But Sarah Brightman... Andrew Lloyd Webber wrote it for her.
Yes.
And she was his muse for so many years. Mm-hmm. And just knowing that and that relationship is just really beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
So that's such opera. Like, that is a very operatic show. Is that what kind of geared you more towards opera, is that side of musical theater?
Well, growing up singing, I tried so hard to emulate that sound, I guess, which I guess growing up, because I always sang like that, it became something that I enjoyed and I looked for. Mm. And I actually never really sang full-on opera before I came to Tennessee Tech. I was mostly into musical theater. But I've developed such an appreciation for opera as an art form. Mm-hmm. And it's really beautiful, like, to listen to. And there's so many opera arias and scenes that people know and are familiar with.
Yeah.
And they don't know that it's from opera necessarily.
Yeah,
and so I think it's really cool... my time at Tech, getting to say, oh, I actually know this, and now I know what's going on in this scene, or I know what they're singing about.
It ups your classy level. I like
pinpoint. maybe.
Well, that's exciting, though, that you've had kind of that experience and have found a way to make, is this your life goal? You're going to go into vocal performance, and this is a career path?
Yes, I would like to get to maybe join an opera company, or I know there's going to be a lot of auditions in my future.
A lot of auditions. But, it's going to be exciting, though.
Yeah, as long as I can... sing and hopefully, you know, glorify God through my art.
And take care of your voice.
Yes.
That's the biggest thing.
Yes.
Robin, what about you? You are a musical theater major
from
Murfreesboro. You came to Tennessee Tech. You're pursuing a career in musical theater.
Mm-hmm.
And what got you started on that path? What was the first show you saw that you were like, oh, okay, I want to do that?
Well, I remember I was probably about 5 years old. I grew up in Texas, in Beaumont, Texas. And over the summers, they would have a community theater for the kids, and my brother started doing it, actually. And I went and I watched his first show. I couldn't even tell you what it is right now. It was so long ago. But and I just, like, fell in love, and I was like, I want to do that. So, like, as soon as I was old enough, the next year I started doing that. I did that for several years. I did it throughout middle school and high school, and I found out that Tennessee Tech had a new musical theater degree. So I was like, I'm going to go there. I'm going to do that. And it's been really great. I've gotten to work backstage at some professional companies. I got to intern at the Cumberland County Playhouse this past summer, and that was just such an amazing experience, and I'm just so in love with, like, every aspect of performing.
Oh, I love that so much. We've got to talk more about this when we come back on The Scene. Good morning. You're listening to The Scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway, and we're talking with Faith Manganero and Robin Houghton of the Bel Canto Collective, an opera group that is taking Tennessee Tech by storm here in the next few years. Are you guys just excited that this is starting to become a thing? This is something you started a year ago, and it's slowly gaining traction, and more people are joining. And I mean, all big things start small. Where do you want this to go?
Yeah. I mean, our mission statement is pretty much just advocating for performance opportunities and also engaging the community in more knowledge around opera and stuff like that.
So. And you both got into opera because you were a vocal performance major. Faith is a vocal performance major, mm-hmm. and you're the president of the Bel Canto Collective. And Robin, you're the historian of the Bel Canto Collective, and you're a musical theater major.
Yes.
Do you find yourself singing all the time? Or do you find yourself surrounded by people that are singing all the time in your classes and you just kind of have to be quiet when you're not there?
No, we actually have our voice studio recital tonight. And on the way here, I was singing the song that I'm going to be singing tonight. I feel like I'm the person who's just like always singing.
I am too. But I'll just come around and I just, nothing is happening. And I'll just sing a random note. Yeah. Just for no reason.
That's why you're making this your life's track. And this is why this is a passion of yours. So yeah. You want to go into musical theater. Like you're going to mm-hmm. hop a train to New York the second you graduate and you're going to go for it? That's the plan?
I don't know about New York right away. I know there's actually a lot of like professional theaters in like communities. Like I mentioned before, the Cumberland County Playhouse is one that's so close, and like you wouldn't even think that like the middle of nowhere Tennessee would have such like a thriving theater community.
Yeah. They've worked so hard to make it that way. And yeah. It's just, yeah, it is. And when you go there, it's a truly professional experience. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're going to do a little of that and then, you know, slowly move your way up to your
Hopefully.
First Tony. And then where do you want to go with yours? Do you see yourself being in vocal performance? Do you want to take that in, go into education? You have a talent for rallying people towards a cause, it seems. So what's next for you?
I'm hoping to actually potentially get a master's degree. I'm looking into different conservatories. Mm. And I also am thinking, nothing is confirmed yet, but I'm thinking about possibly studying abroad in Europe.
Very fun.
If I'm given the opportunity.
Well, I would say if opera is your passion, you gotta go over there for the real stuff, right?
Yeah.
What is your, I'm going to pause for a second because I need to figure out where I'm going with this. I didn't clap very loud. Okay. Okay. All right. So for young artists today that are looking for inspiration and role models, and you are two people that are, you've identified your goal and you're going for it, what's your advice to them? What's your advice for someone that's younger, maybe in high school or middle school, that's loves to sing and has a talent for it? And what's next for them?
I think you just kind of have to keep going, because it can be a very discouraging field to be in. Like, there's so many auditions, like you're definitely going to be told no more than you're told yes. Mm. But it's so important to just keep trying and keep working toward it. If you truly love it, like, you're never going to want to stop, no matter how many times someone tells you no.
Yep, yeah, it's very true. And
I think advice I can give is stuff that I've heard from other people. I had a teacher who said, don't think that you're the best at everything, because if you kind of put a cap on yourself when you do that, if you think that there's nowhere else further for you to go, mm-hmm. and you limit your own progress. And then something that somebody else said that's really stuck with me is, never feel like anything is owed to you. Mm. You know, always be a student of your craft and always be trying to learn things and get more experiences and everything like that. And just never feel like you're entitled to anything, because that can be really frustrating, both for you and just other people that you might find yourself working with and stuff. So
yeah, that's very good advice. Your parents are supportive of your chosen career path. That's wonderful.
Yes.
And especially for a lot of people that maybe don't have that kind of support, that's Don't take that for granted, girls. We're talking with the Bel Canto Collective, Faith Manganero and Robin Houghton. They have got a show coming up on November 23rd at the Heritage Point Assisted Living Facility, and really taking what they're doing and doing some good deeds in the community. How can people reach out to you or find out more about your organization? Let's say there's someone that maybe wants to have a party and hire the Bel Canto Collective to come sing. Or how can people find out more or get in touch with you?
Yeah, we have an Instagram. I'm the historian, so I run all the social media. I do all the announcements and everything. It's at TNTech_BCC. So that's our Instagram. Our DMs are open. We post about all of our events. We do fundraisers, opera nights, performances. Hopefully we'll be doing lots more performances in the future. So yeah.
I love it. She said, my DMs are open. They're so young and cute. You guys, thank you so much for being here. We look forward to what's next for the Bel Canto Collective.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.